This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 7th Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, skies are mostly clear, with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze while Eilut remains sunny. As the day unfolds, it's perfect for being outside, but do stay hydrated. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Israel is entering a tense weekend. Four fronts, including Gaza and Lebanon, edge toward escalation. Also, the Jerusalem Post shares that Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan has claimed Israeli strikes in Syria threaten stability. He criticized Israel's actions in Gaza and the West Bank. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals that during a cabinet meeting, Zini warned the agreement with Hamas is deceptive, sparking heated discussions. Separately, Walla reports that a terrorist from Nuba, who crossed the border on October 7th, has been arrested with Shin Bet's approval to provide aid. And finally, JNS notes Israeli observers see the blockade of Iran as more appealing than war, stressing the need for a determined and prolonged effort. From X, the latest. Ynet Global posted just minutes ago that KKL JNF has approved a $285 million plan for rebuilding northern Israel. This three-year package aims to boost housing and infrastructure. The Times of Israel shared earlier today about an incident where a Palestinian resident and Israeli civil rights activists were reportedly beaten by extremist settlers near a West Bank town. Balaz News highlighted that Charedi entrepreneurs have raised over $62 million in startups. This marks significant growth in Israel's Charedi tech sector through the BizLabs program. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tense situation in Israel, Ynet reports that military activities in Gaza have slowed, but tensions remain high. Lebanon's ceasefire is fragile, and the West Bank is seeing stretched forces. Iran's involvement adds another layer of complexity. The geopolitical landscape could change rapidly, affecting regional stability. Turning to the Turkish foreign minister's condemnation, the Jerusalem Post details Fidan's strong words against Israel's military actions in Syria, Gaza, and the West Bank. He argues these actions undermine peace efforts. This criticism may impact diplomatic relations between Turkey and Israel. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom provides insights into the Israeli cabinet's heated discussions. Zini's warning about Hamas being deceptive comes amidst plans to activate a multinational force in Gaza. The roadmap for disarmament is contentious and may affect future peace negotiations. In a related development, Walla reports on the arrest of a Nuba terrorist. The individual was involved in the October 7th massacre and crossed into Israeli-controlled territory. This arrest underscores ongoing security challenges and the need for vigilance. Finally, JNS discusses the strategic implications of targeting Iran's trade. Observers suggest it offers a less violent alternative to war, but emphasize the need for consistency. The economic strategy could reshape regional alliances and economic dynamics. On the economic front, first, Katech reports Israel is accelerating defense exports amid global arms competition. The defense ministry is easing licensing to boost the industry after exports reached a record $19.2 billion. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes the shekel's continued strength as the dollar trades below 3 shekels. Optimism around U.S. talks on the Strait of Hormuz contributes to currency shifts. And finally, from Globes, the G-City deal has collapsed. Despite conflicting reasons, parties involved insist the breakup was amicable. This development could impact the real estate market. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.